This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short three-question survey. Due to increases in BestBuy.com demand, we are experiencing extended wait times. We will be with you as quickly as possible. Thank you for your patience.
If you would like to leave a voice message, please press 1 now. Otherwise, please remain on the line for the next available representative.
Hi, thank you for calling GeekSquad Customer Care. Tia speaking. How can I help you?
Well, hi, my name is Miles, and I'm with XPO, and I was just calling to request a Breeze code for a trip charge and to report why an installation was not able to be completed. And I have the FMS order number whenever you're ready.
All right. Can you give me one moment?
Sure.
Let me go. Oh, this is the order I was looking at for. All right. Okay, go ahead. What's the order number?
668-376-21.
And can you verify name and address on the order, please?
Becker Associates, LLP, and the address that had to be changed to 10 Heritage Circle, Madison, Wisconsin, 53719. The address that was on the order is not the address where the appliance is to be installed.
So, wait a minute. Okay, so this is just a dishwasher install, and it's not supposed to be going to the 10 Heritage.
Now, the 10 Heritage Circle is the correct address. There was another address listed on the order, but I updated it to the correct address. So I didn't know if it reflected that way on your side.
Oh, yeah. Okay, because I'm looking like, wait a minute. Okay, so that is the correct address now. The 10 Heritage Circle, Apartment 6 in Madison.
That is the correct address, 10 Heritage Circle. Okay. We're not showing any apartment number on our side, just 10 Heritage Circle, Madison, Wisconsin, 53719.
Okay.
And the dishwasher installation could not be completed because the shutoff valve does not function properly. So the customer is going to have a plumber replace the valve, and they're wanting to reschedule to Thursday. So I'm going to be sending a request over to our team to request that the install please be forescheduled on for Thursday. And I did call the customer, and I was only able to leave a message requesting that the customer please call us back to verify, you know, the information that the tech provided pertaining to why the install could not be completed. Also let them know about the tech telling me that they wanted to reschedule to Thursday, and I requested that the customer call us back to verify the information that was provided by the tech.
Darcy Becker. Okay, so there's 16 Heritage. Okay, I think they might have this order. Oh, no, this is a different apartment. All right. Okay. Are you ready for the case number?
Yes, I'm ready for it.
It's going to be 263 047 171.
Okay, that was 263-047-171.
Yes.
Okay, I thank you very much for your help with this, and I do hope you have a good day.
You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Bye.